USDA Ag Statistics Service is reporting this week that the peanut crop is about 98% pagan. Soil moisture is going down with these high temperatures. The peanut conditions, 1% very poor. Nationwide, 7% poor, 28% fair, 53% good, and 11% excellent. The crop seems to be worsening in the southeast. Georgia, for example, showing their conditions, 1% very poor, 7% poor, 29% fair, 50% good, and 13% excellent, all of that irrigated. They said reports are peanuts are getting close to checking maturity, and rain is still a hit and miss in most communities. Alabama, very dry. Conditions are dry in most areas. The rain is not received soon. Crop conditions could be significantly impacted. They said the conditions right now is 12% poor, 43% fair, 37% good, and 8% excellent in Alabama. Florida has said they've had an infestation of armyworms started to come under control in some locations. Pegging slightly behind, but the conditions of the crop is 4% poor, 16% fair on peanuts, 72% good, and 8% excellent. They're saying they also need rain in the northern sections of the Florida peanut belt, and unless the rains come soon, the peanut crop will be in jeopardy as to trying to make 3,954 pounds per acre. USDA announced this week that the peanut revenue crop insurance, they're trying to implement that, a revenue program new for peanuts, but it is a priority for the Risk Management Association. The Federal Crop Insurance Corporation Board of Directors must approve a policy before RMA can begin implementation. If the board approves the policy this fall, RMA anticipates that the policy could be available for the 2015 crop of peanuts, but that is a new revenue insurance program where you insure for the revenue and not for the production count. They're working on it. Hopefully have it implemented next year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.